This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Give them any chance, they'll take it. Give them any rule, they'll break it. They're gonna make your dreams come true. The Royal Daltons, nothing's gonna turn them back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. They're gonna make your dreams come true. Doing it their way, there ain't nothing they won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no stopping them, the Royal Daltons. On your marks, get set and go now. Got a dream and they just know now. They're gonna make your dreams come true. And they'll do it your way, yes, your way. Make all their dreams come true. And they'll do it your way, yes, your way. Make all your dreams come true.
Now, can I tell you about Sunday?
Yes, you can.
Because I went along
church.
To... it's the lesbian church.
Right.
And it's called wow. Sundaylicious.
Yes. Now, I've heard of this. And
I've never been.
My friend David, whose mum works at the supermarket.
Yes.
He goes there
Is
all the time.
Is that the one
time.
Who's getting the calendar?
Yeah, no, that's someone else. No. He goes there all the time.
Really?
And
there seem to be a lot of ladies.
Right.
Tell me, you
went along.
I went along. Mm. And, they know how to party, these
right.
girls, you know?
What's the whole kind of setup?
It's in a nice Docklandsy area.
Right.
So you've got all that water.
Yep.
Bit of a whip breeze going through, not a lot of sun on
right.
the area. I was, you know, they
mm-hmm.
generally, you know, so maybe take a wrap.
Right.
But you don't need that for very long.
A moo-moo, perhaps.
Perhaps a moo-moo.
Yeah.
But they know how to have a good time,
yeah.
these girls.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. But what struck me is when I was walking through, I thought, where are all the men? You know, because it's normally the other way around, isn't it?
Yes.
You walk through and there's only a few girls. And I, do you know what I realised is that there was no attitude. They were just lovely, lovely.
You're not.
Lesbian ladies.
You're not.
I think I might.
Thinking of.
Why not?
Wow.
Why rule it out?
Wow.
You know? And I thought, this is, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
You know, so there's another one in December and, you know, whatever. But I just, you know, don't just not be an ad for them.
Mm.
Apart from the fact that it was just so nice to go somewhere and it was all about the ladies.
Well, I did get an SMS from someone called Adriano who said, I'm with the other Dalton.
Yes.
And I said, oh, that's nice. And he wrote, the talented one.
That's outrageous.
Now, I could not imagine who would have maybe prompted him to say that.
No. How was his spelling? Because, you know, he'd made a couple of errors.
He'd forgotten my name. And so I just did think that it must have been you.
Gwen.
Yeah, that's right.
Gwen Dalton. But no, very, very good fun. And just had a great time.
Well, that's awesome. Mm. I went on Sunday to my friend Reese. He's about to go on a cruise ship for 9 months.
Oh, my word.
Performing.
What's he doing?
Oh, he's singing.
Is he?
Yeah. And so we went up to the Hoo Ha Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And the party started at 4 o'clock. And he had rung me earlier and said, do you mind getting... what time are you getting there? I said, I was going to get there about 4 o'clock. He said, can you meet me out the front? And I need that friend who's there with you at the party when it starts.
Right.
So, you know, when like, Fair enough. Some people don't come up and there's Paul Little Reese sitting by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
It would look weird. I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got there at 4 o'clock. The bar opened at 4 o'clock. They didn't even have the beer lines cleaned enough to be able to serve any drinks.
You wouldn't have had a beer anyway.
No, of course not. But anyway.
I bet the vodka was all right.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yes.
Half price cocktails, two Long Island iced teas, $16. How can you go wrong?
Well, I mean, that's outrageous.
Yes.
How could you go wrong? Tell us, because I'm sure it did. Did all the other reprobates turn up?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
But they had this guy on an acoustic guitar.
Oh.
Right. And he was sort of playing along.
Hard
and then,
to balance, but yes.
Yeah. he was sort of playing and singing all these sort of songs. And then, like, at the end of, like, the first song, everyone sort of clapped and he goes, thank you to my friends, because he had, like, a big crowd of his own friends there who were cheering a lot. And then he turned to his left and said, thank you, gay men.
Right. Was he cute?
No. Yeah. And then one of his friends came up to me and was like, now, this guitarist, last night he was in a taxi and the taxi driver stole his guitar. So all of the tips in the bar today are going to get this guy, because he had to buy a new guitar today, are going to him for his new guitar.
Wow.
And I said, I will spread it around my friendship circle.
Yeah.
And so I did. Now, I think my friends are normally, like, they're not normally that kind of negative Nancy. You know them pretty well.
Of course. No, they're not at all.
But immediately, the cynical aspect of their personalities came out.
Oh, dear.
Glenn, why would a taxi driver want a guitar?
Well, because he'd want to play it.
Glenn, that does not look like a brand new guitar that he's bought this morning.
I think he's obviously left it in the taxi.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Which we've all done. I mean, not as much as Luke Gallagher, but we've all done.
left something in the taxi.
Exactly, yeah. I did get out the other night and left my bag. And he goes, your bag. I went, oh, yeah, that thing.
Imagine if he'd opened that bag. I know. We got a surprise.
Dirty knickers. So did anybody raise anything?
Oh, well, I mean, I think just, you know, well, if we sort of, well, I actually had a tab, so I didn't have much change to put in. But
a sip of my Long Island iced
exactly
tea,
right. You know. But nevertheless, by the end of the thing, the thingy was full.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. So where did he get his other guitar from? He might have had a spare, though. People
I don't know. I didn't know. That's part of the cynical aspect that came out.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, where can you buy a guitar on a Sunday morning?
Well, he might have borrowed one, or he had another one at home.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
In any case,
yeah,
it's good fun.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, Michael, I need to ask you something, because the other day I was at a coffee shop and there was a big sign on all of the entrances and also on the counter. And it had a sign of four children, primary school age children, and it said 50 cents from every coffee sold this week will go to the Baldwin Primary School chess team.
Nice.
50 cents from every coffee.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot. Well, this coffee shop is always absolutely packed.
But you don't begrudge them, do you?
Well, I did
what
cross
do they need?
My mind
new
as
chess
to
outfits?
How much money does a chess team need?
Yes.
How much money does a chess team need? It did say, you know, good luck for the Australian Chess Championships in Canberra.
Oh, so they're going on an excursion.
They're going on an excursion to Canberra. But that's a lot of money. I can imagine that's a lot of money made from 50 cents from every coffee.
It is. I mean, but was it a week? For a week?
For a week, yes.
Wow.
All this week from Monday to Sunday.
And, there are a lot of I would say more worthwhile charities out there.
I
don't mind the odd game of chess.
Don't you?
No, it's all right.
I would not have any idea how to play chess.
Yeah, I've downloaded it. You can play it and you get this music that goes along with it.
Really?
It's really quite
soothing. So on your phone? Wow. Who do you play against?
The computer.
Oh, wow. Do you ever win?
I did a couple of times because I lowered the difficulty. I thought, this is ridiculous.
Right.
You're so good.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, but and then I thought, well, let's just lower the difficulty.
So in the elementary level, and now is that right?
Well, I've got a little bit more than that, but
right,
only just.
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't really... Backgammon, forget it. I'm about evenly matched.
Okay, that's good.
With my iPhone.
You are the computer. But what is the actual way in which you play chess? Because
It's all about, strategy, and I think the computer's got probably the best strategy in the world.
Mm.
However, though, I wonder if, you know, when I play, I could be just lying in bed, I could be just, you know, on the tram.
Yes.
What about these children? Maybe they need chess outfits.
Yes.
They would have to wear matching T-shirts.
Right. But how much are T-shirts going to cost you?
Well, depends if they're good quality.
Well, this is true.
If they want their names on them.
Right.
You know.
We get Joy T-shirts every year. They do not cost a whole lot of money, do they?
Yeah, well, I wear them now. I don't know. What we should have done is got the Bourbon Primary School on the phone well, and find out where this money's going to.
Well,
bloody hell, this money's going
we're
to.
We're not like professing to be a current affairs show and exposing some sort of rot.
Not with Doug around, but the I think we don't know if something happened to them.
Right. You
know, they could have, the last excursion they went on, there could have been something awful.
Well, or maybe the taxi driver stole their chess set.
Exactly. They need more chess sets. My mum and dad had a lovely marble chess set when I was growing up, and my brother, I can't remember if it was my brother or me, but I think it was my brother, broke a couple of the pawns because they were marbles, so we tried to glue them back together.
Yeah.
You can't hide that.
No.
You know, and I think I got the blame.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, how did you try and glue it together?
With glue.
But, yes, but, well, I mean, what did you do? Did you get, like, clag or...?
No, it would have been a good quality glue.
Right.
I was very clumsy as a child. Mm. Yeah. And I remember breaking the horse and this, you know, and gluing the legs on the wrong way around.
Oh, right.
I don't know how they knew.
My mum, at some point, she decided to go and do 10-pin bowling as a vocation.
Oh, I love that. My mum liked that.
Right.
So, yeah.
On a Tuesday morning, she'd go to 10-pin bowling.
She won trophies.
And she won a trophy, yeah.
My mum did as
really?
Well.
And it was like, you know, my mum had... up until that point, devoted her life to her children.
Right.
And that's a wonderful thing, right?
That is lovely.
And this was kind of like the first sort of thing she ever really did for herself. And she won this trophy.
Good on that.
And one day my dad was like, it was sort of on like the bookshelf. And one day my dad sort of went in to kind of pull the blinds up. And my brother was kind of sitting on the couch where he had to sort of stand on the couch because it was quite a high up window.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother sort of wouldn't move. And dad's like, oh, God. And like sort of... almost slipped and knocked the trophy off, and the poor little gold statuette at the top, you know, bowling the ball, broken.
Oh, God, because they're never the best quality, are
no,
they?
No, they're not.
It doesn't matter what sport you're into.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bit plasticky.
Australian
she was open. Upset, I would imagine.
Well, he never professed that he was going to, like, fix it and not tell anyone, but he did go about trying to fix it before she'd got out of bed.
Yeah.
And, and then she sort of got out of bed, and there's Dad with the super glue.
Oh, dear.
And the trophy.
Oh, no.
And
she was very upset.
Yes. Yeah. Safe to say she was very upset.
Yeah. Whenever we used to, you know, just move things around in our house, and I'd knock over my mum's empty bottles of gin, she'd livid. She was. They were like trophies. Yeah.
Each one gone.
Each run a memory of a past triumph.
Wear that as a badge of honour.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Saturday morning, 1st of December, I trekked on down to the wonderful Christmas tree shop at the Deaf School, which is down the end
of
the road.
I saw it. Saw the advertising.
Yeah.
Massive signs up. You know, I suppose you've got to make them fairly big.
Visual.
You know, exactly, which is
that's
good.
Right.
You know, they look busy.
Yeah, and so I got there literally at 9:15, and they were still setting up. Like, they hadn't, but there were, like, piles of Christmas trees there, and there were three sizes. There was, you know, small, medium, large.
Yes.
And I was unsure about what was going to fit in my car. I don't have a big car.
No.
But so went for the medium size.
Why not?
Yes.
But they're all sort of squidged, aren't they? They've got the packaging around
that's
them.
That's right, yeah. But it's more like the length-wise that
okay,
I was worried about.
You've got to be careful with the length.
Yes. So we squeezed it in.
You do, yes.
Yep, put the seats down, everything like that. It was all great.
Nice.
Could have easily... got a large one in there.
Oh, I hate that, don't you?
I know.
You know, when you realise you could have gone for the big one.
Yep, you think it's not going to fit.
Oh.
But anyway, that's all right. Took it home, everything like that. Put it in its little basket, and you have to put water in it and all that sort of stuff.
And
not going to forget.
Remember the dead one.
Yes.
What goes on the top of yours?
Star.
Okay.
Yes.
Every year?
Pretty much, unless I find something nicer at the shops,
any
I'll buy
new
that.
Decorations?
Yes, because it's double the size of my one from last year.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Spotlight and buy like three great big boxes of decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very annoying because quite often the decorations, they don't have the string attached to the top.
Oh, tell me about it.
And so you have to go threading. Oh, my Lord.
It's very annoying.
Yeah, very annoying.
I wanted to break a couple just to say, oh, I couldn't.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And I was not the best tyer.
No.
Like, Dean Beck probably could have tied them better because he's got experience with that kind of thing.
With his tongue.
Yes. But I enlisted the help of my friend Wayne, who helped me go and get it and everything like that. But so that was all... done. It looks fantastic.
Great.
So it's a real treat. It smells great. It goes pretty much to the roof of my apartment, so maybe a bigger one wouldn't have fit in anyway.
No.
And I'll put a photo on our Facebook page. Okay.
You must. It's time, yes.
People will be able to see it.
Oh, and any gifts under there wrapped
up?
Because they look nice.
Because after that, I went and started my Christmas shopping.
Fabulous.
So trekked on down to Chadstone. Getting very busy, of course, but went around, was very quick, very methodical with my friend Wayne, just the two of us, you know, sort of mincing around the shopping centre, buying our gifts, everything like that. It was great. But Wayne was sort of, we were in a pyjama shop and Wayne's, there was like a mannequin there and it had like a girl with like, she had pyjamas on, but that was sort of like a singlety, pink singlety pyjamas and then sort of short shorts, right?
So, and it's like what I wear.
Yes. Yeah. And he said,
in the warmer months,
maybe I could buy that for my sister. And I said, I think it's really nice. I think you should buy it. And he goes, oh, maybe it's like a bit weird because like it wasn't like a lingerie, but it had like a little bit of lace on the front and like a bow
right.
and stuff.
She's a girl.
Well, that's what I said. Yes. Right. And anyway, he goes, I'll think about it. So we went and did all the rest of our shopping. We went back into the shop and he's like, oh, I don't know. I said, well, let's ask someone. I said, you should buy it. So I just said to this lady next to me, I said, excuse me. She was just doing her shopping. I said, would you think it's weird if your brother brought you that for Christmas? And she goes, I wish my brother would buy that for Christmas.
Aww.
And I said, see? And she said, I wish my brother had taste. And I said, well, you need a gay brother.
Yes.
And she just went, and walked away.
Oh, she didn't want a gay brother.
Didn't want a gay brother, apparently.
Well, see, the thing about that is a gay brother isn't just for Christmas.
No, exactly. It's for life. That's right.
That's why. You know, yes. You know.
Now,
oh, like Muttley. Jesus. I think I smoked.
I don't anymore. No.
Hi, boys. Well, there you go. You've only got to, you know what Joy 94.9 is like. You've only got to talk about somebody.
Yes.
And there is prick right up.
Exactly right.
Because the lovely Dean Beck has sent in a message and he says, if Glenn sends me an email to hideandseek@joy.org.au, he can see what I'll do for you, Glenn.
Okay. So you got that Glenn who sent us in the SMS.
That's
if you send
Glenn,
an email,
the listener.
Yes, hideandseek@joy.org.au. Dean will see what he can do for you.
Yes,
ma'am. And also send you the
filthy, dirty Christmas songs.
Yes, exactly. But I tell you what. So anyway, there's one little other thing that happened when we were Christmas shopping. And Gary was saying before, like, you know, did you buy anything for yourself? Of course I did.
Yeah, why
not? I went to buy myself just a pair of thongs, right? Just some Havaianas, right? Yeah. I was in the surf shop. Found them. Everything's great. Walked up there and this was right at the end. So I had like maybe 5 bags in each hand. We both did. Everything's great.
Julia Roberts.
Exactly right. Without the prostitution.
But, yeah, sort of.
But anyway, I said, oh, you know, these. And the guy goes, oh, you've had a busy day shopping? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, you know, the pink dollar goes far.
How did he know?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe the lady walking out told him. They've just said I should get a gay brother. I don't appreciate that.
It's a different shop.
Okay.
And I just sort of smirked, right? And then he goes, oh, God, you know, I just wish I had your life. Like, you just, you know, no kids, you can go out and have sex all the time.
Well, you can do that.
I've got a stupid 3-year-old that just takes all my money.
Oh, no.
I know.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. She's going to have a good time, isn't she?
Oh, dear.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was my experience of Christmas shopping.
It pays to be gay, doesn't it?
Well, it pays to be gay, yeah. No kids.
Yeah, no responsibilities.
Have sex.
Going through life.
Have sex all the time.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
See?
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Now, I've put a picture of my tree up on the Royal Dalton's Facebook, and Duncan says, Glenn, has anyone told you it's so very big? And Andy
not
says...
Not often.
And he says, so Xmas-y.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's
that's
looking good.
The idea, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, perhaps if people want to send us a picture of their tree, that
well, they
nice.
Can. There you go.
It's massive.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it?
It is massive.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't have wanted it any bigger than that.
No, I agree.
You know, because then you get all that chafe, you know, when you're walking by and things like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it does look good.
It does look lovely. Yeah, it looks great. The smell must be nice.
The smell's fantastic. It makes a change.
You can get that in a can, but it's not the same.
Can you?
Yeah, it's that pine smell.
And you spray it over a plastic tree.
Or wherever you like.
You should get it for yours.
I was thinking that. Did you ever wear that Pinot? Well, it was an aftershave called Pinot.
Really?
And it was in the shape of a Christmas tree.
And it made you smell like a tree.
Wasn't really like a tree, but it was a bit sort of.
Right.
I bet there's listeners out there will know that smell.
Some people go and start hanging decorations and putting an angel on your head. Well, it's sort of a bit weird.
Good. Anything near your baubles.
Yes.
Yesterday, I went to the Melbourne Theatre Company.
Oh, right. Audition?
I wish.
Yes.
But
one man show.
Just selling my selling programs. because I was doing a thing for Midsummer.
Mm.
They call them like webisodes.
Right.
I think people go online and look at these things. I'm not quite up with it yet.
No.
Because I'm not very technical, as you
don't
know.
Don't really know what the internet is, do you?
I've got found the odd use, you know. It's quite amazing, isn't it?
Isn't
lots
it?
Of pictures on there. Yes, I quite like that.
God, do you know how old you just sounded then? Lots of pictures there. Do you know I quite like that?
Well, I've shown Tim. Tim Lennox has been teaching me.
Right. He knows his way around.
Does he ever? I was meeting there because there was a couple of members of a Midsummer show called Gabies.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Gabies.
Well, it's written by Dean Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
You would know most of his shows.
Well, he's done things like Britney Spears Cabaret. He's done Prodigal. Lies Are on an E. He's done the Madonna show that we saw last year, which I can't remember the name of. Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
And
Once We Lived Here.
Yeah, we've practically gone to everything. I think I did say that.
Because he's so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's written this. It's commissioned by Midsummer for the 25th anniversary.
Mm.
So I got to chat to him. And then straight after that, the very lovely Christy Whelan.
Yes.
And Alex Rathgeber.
Right.
And
so Alex Rathgeber is in a play called Gabies.
Yes.
Great.
And just before, because I looked at the name Rathgeber, and I looked at it and I thought, right, I'm going to ask him, you know, could I just get the right pronunciation on your name?
Mm.
And he said Rathgeber, as in, you know, Gabies, Gabies. And I said, oh my God, is that how you got the job?
Mm.
Sort of laughed. And then
probably not really, no.
No, because he's very good.
Mm.
And then as soon as we started filming, I said, so hi, visiting him in Midsummer. I'm joined now by Christy Whelan and Alex Rathgeberger. And they lost it. I lost it and couldn't. I had to do it four times before I could get his name right, because then I was just flustered. Completely flustered. You start sweating.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
It was horrible.
And Alex Rathgeberger.
Burger, yeah.
I mean, I think that's got a ring to it.
Christy laughed in my face.
Right.
You know, and it was fine in the end, you know, because I had to go, Alex, we enjoyed Christy Whelan and Alex Rathgeber. And really split it up. Like, you know, I thought, you idiot.
Right.
But I had practice. I just got so nervous about the bloody name.
Brilliant.
That couldn't get it right.
Alex Rathgeber.
But it's going to be great, because what it is basically Dean has filmed, and all these children and people, you know, that have mums and dads that have had kids, gay dads, gay mums, surrogates, donor dads,
right,
and all the children. And then these actors translate that onto stage and talk about all those different stories on stage.
Wow.
So it sounds fascinating, and to be at the Melbourne Theatre Company is amazing as well, that they've given them the Sumner Theatre, so that's all on in January to get the Midsummer Guide, basically.
It's all looking great.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's just quite exciting, you know.
Just got a hard name to pronounce.
I just think, you know, he could have changed it. And then Alex Smith would have been perfect.
Easy.
Wouldn't it have been easier?
Yeah.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.